Proclamation number 5274 of 16th of December, 1951. The Living Word. All my words are life. For I myself am in every word which is sent down to you from on high. I want to be in contact with my living creations and create this connection through my word. I myself can reveal myself to you through my word, and you attain knowledge of me through my word. Every word of mine radiates my love which is meant for you, my living creations, since eternity. My word is life and gives rise to life again. For everything created only truly comes alive through my word, because it impels the created beings into activity and free activity testifies to life. I am your teacher. I want to try to make you understand how you should want, think and act in order to attain true life, and I can only do this by speaking to you, by trying to plant my will in you through my word, which gives you knowledge of my nature, my love, wisdom and strength, of my will, which you should also make your own will. My word shall bring about a complete change from death to life. However, I do not call something completely lifeless dead in this case, but only that which is created by me, which is to shape itself livingly in order to achieve highest perfection. For life arises through a power which is used correctly in free will. And this power, which is to awaken you to life, is my word. I speak like a father to his children and admonish them to do this or that for the sake of an aim. My word must also have its effect, yet I leave it up to my living creations whether they want to feel its effect on themselves. For this, too, belongs to true life. That it is not a means of coercion which my living creations cannot withdraw from. Again and again I come to people in the word, to the creations which are to become my children. Again and again I present to them their present state and the glorious aim for which they are destined, and through my word I seek to awaken the desire in them to reach that aim. This is why I speak to my living creations, because otherwise they would not use their free will, because otherwise they would certainly remain my living creations forever but would never be able to attain their own life as my true children. My words, however, contain life within themselves, and anyone who accepts them into his heart will also soon feel a transformation of himself. He will experience the rebirth of his soul, he will enter into a new life, he will continuously maintain the bond with me, he will enter into a great spiritual process of life where constant spiritual activity generates new life, he will gain eternal life himself, he will enter into a heartfelt contact with the Word of Eternity. He will live in and with me for eternity. Amen.